AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The head of Minnesota State Investigations Agency says the U.S. Attorney's Office barred it from taking part in the investigation into an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer's fatal shooting of a Minneapolis woman. At the White House, Vice President J.D. Vance says the federal government will handle this.
That's a federal issue. That guy is protected by absolute immunity. He was doing his job. The idea that Tim Walz and a bunch of radicals in Minneapolis are going to go after and make this guy's life miserable because he was doing the job that he was asked to do is preposterous.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz wants an investigation.
Very, very difficult for Minnesotans to think in any way this is going to be fair when Kristi Noem was judge, jury, and basically executioner yesterday. That's very, very difficult to think that they were going to be fair.
Walz has a message for President Trump.
I would ask him to de-escalate in the moment, to allow Minnesotans to back up and grieve, to allow this investigation to be played out by the rule of law. I have not passed any judgment on this.
Protesters are at a federal building near Minneapolis that's serving as a major base for the operation. The Senate has advanced a resolution that would limit President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks against Venezuela. Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine forced the vote.
I came to the Senate obsessed about these war power issues because I'm a military dad and I represent a state that has deep, deep military equities. But we all should be obsessed about it. None of us should want this president or any president taking our sons and daughters to war without notice, consultation, debate, and vote in Congress.
A judge has disqualified a federal prosecutor from overseeing investigations into New York Attorney General Letitia James. James had claimed President Trump had committed fraud in his business dealings. The White House is presenting President Trump's ballroom project for a review months after construction started. Russian drone strikes caused major power blackouts in two regions in Ukraine. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
A French political scholar who was serving a three-year sentence in Russia for espionage charges has been released in a prisoner swap. French President Emmanuel Macron confirmed that Laurent Vinatier was free and back in Paris. Russian TV reported that the Russian security agency, FSB, confirmed that Russian basketball player Daniil Kasatkin was released from a jail in France in exchange. Kasatkin's lawyer said that the player had been detained last June at the request of the United States for alleged involvement in computer fraud. Vinatier was arrested in Moscow in June 2024 and sentenced to 3 years for failing to register as a foreign agent. Last year, he was also charged with espionage, which could mean up to 20 more years in prison. The scholar has been pardoned by Russian President Vladimir Putin, according to Russia's security agency. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big.